Our guest at the cafe this morning is Byron Taylor with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Well, I've been reading, it's mostly in the Herald Banner, some remarkable stories about the business development that you're expecting, industrial development. You had your quarterly meeting of chamber folks the other day, and this was discussed. So really major industrial project apparently is just on the cusp of starting.
Yes, we had General Manager Matt Robinson from the DFW region for Walton Global Holdings Limited, and they have been working on a development out about 3 miles outside of Greenville on 380 since 2009. And they have about 2,700 acres that are along the rail track. It's about a 6,700 acre eventual development. And it's going to contain residential, industrial, commercial, and office. So it's a big a lot of acreage out there. And also, it's eventually going to be 13,000 acres.
Wow. And this is as if you're going to McKinney.
As if you're going to McKinney, before Farmersville, yes.
That way. So do we know some of the specific industries, the specific activities that will be taking place there?
Well, their main focus, although residential will eventually be part of it, is the rail. You know, as this region grows, he said there's 7 million people in Dallas Metroplex right now, DFW Metroplex, and it's expected to double. He didn't give the timeline, but eventually there will need more warehouses and things for rail for all the population. So this is going to be an area where they will develop goods or deliver goods from the Gulf Coast to the DFW region and from the DFW region back to the Gulf Coast.
And this is called the Walton Development.
This is called Walton Development here. They recently changed their name to Walton Global Holdings Limited. They're a company out of Calgary, Canada.
Do you say housing is part of this, a new housing development? We've discussed that before on here, but it's been a while.
Yes, it'll be what they call a master plan development. So that's one of those things where they work with multi types of businesses and developers that will eventually encompass building their own schools, their neighborhoods, the shopping centers, the whole nine yards. We've seen some of that, those kind of developments over in the McKinney area.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. This thing is 6 miles long, it said?
Yeah, 6 miles long and 4 miles wide, and that's just the 6,700 acre part.
Wow, and then it's going to get larger from there, you expect. When would this thing, any idea of when this thing would be complete, when it would all be in place?
He didn't give an actual timeline. Obviously, a lot of things have to line up, a lot of pieces of the puzzle. And to give an example about some of the developments over in McKinney, you know, I saw it take 20 years for it come from start to finish. So it's not going to be something that just starts and it's finished right away. It'll be a puzzle over time.
And there's no way of saying how many new people this might bring into to Greenville at this point.
No. He didn't state numbers, but obviously the way our highways are situated here, there's a lot of companies that are liking the way that we have five arteries into Greenville. So that's going to be an industrial park out there is going to be very important. So it will eventually bring a lot of people.
Right. You mentioned highways, and of course we had a recent meeting about the Hunt County bond issue from whenever that was, and the plans for improving the highway system around Hunt County.
November 2016, they passed our voters passed a $24 million bond. That bond was there for money to actually help assist TxDOT with right of ways or environmental studies, things that kind of get in TxDOT's ways when they want to build new highways or expand or improve highways. And they've only cashed in $6 million of that bond, and they've already have committed $194 million in projects, and another $41 million of potential products, the projects that are on the horizon.
And not a lot of time left, but a big event Friday that the Chamber is sponsoring.
This coming Friday, June 8th, from 9 to 4, we're having a job fair at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center. We're going to have 27 employers that are inside the city limits of Greenville that are going to be there. Our Board of Development has helped us put this together, and we're going to focus on Greenville employers, but job applicants can come from anywhere.
And so I guess these are well-established industries, but also new ones?
Yes, everyone from L3 to Innovation First to Solvay, which used to be SciTech. Those are some of the big ones. We have many of the big ones are going to be participating, all the way down to some that may be restaurants and things like that.
Fletcher Warren Center is there on 69, as if you're going out to Lone Oak.
Yes, right by the golf course.
Yeah, by the golf course. Go right past the McDonald's and be on your left. Okay.
That's right.
Great. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John.
Byron Taylor is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.